DW. There's something about living in Germany that feels borrowed. Though I've been here for over two decades, have German children, work for a German broadcaster, and pay my taxes to the German government, I'm still, so it goes in my head at least, on holiday. It might have something to do with the fact that as a non-German I'm not eligible to vote here, but I also think it's partly down to living with, and indeed in, a language that's not my own. When I first moved here, I had no grasp of the der, die, das of my future, but I knew after a single afternoon of trying to get by on English that I'd have to come to terms with cases and articles and words longer than the winter night. And I'm glad I did, because my experience of this country on loan has been enriched by my ability to appreciate its fine print. But times, it seems, have changed. These days, it's clearly possible to survive in Berlin with little to no command of German. There's an expectation that shop workers, public servants, and waiting staff can speak English. And in fact, in some places, to order a cup of coffee in German is to be met with blank barista eyes. Such cafes don't only cater to tourists, but to the contemporary expat lot, who don't or won't speak German. And even broad-minded Berliners, who generally welcome the idea of a more cosmopolitan city, find that hard to embrace. This guy, like many I asked, found a polite way to say he hopes English-only cafes don't become the norm. And I'm with him on that. These are times when successful integration is crucial. And a major part of that is language. Ask any asylum seeker and they'll tell you that learning German is part of the deal. And why not? Failure to make the effort speaks its own thousand words. I've met a few refuseniks in my time. When asked about the why of their ways, they say they're not planning to stay, so why bother learning the language? And then they say, oh, can you translate this letter from, who's it from? More fool them. But in shunning the local lingo, they give those of us who have grappled with its complexities, and believe me, there are plenty of us too, a bad rap. And who needs that? A couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine, who's been here for even longer than me and speaks perfect German, was standing on the street chatting with friends in English when a stranger shouted at them, "Go home, damn Americans!" She's actually British German, but that's not really the point. It could be dismissed as random abuse, which, though not entirely uncommon in Berlin, is perhaps a story for another day, but it struck a nerve with me. Ever since Brexit, I've been more aware of how Germans here regard me. I am, after all, and indeed after all my years here, still British, still on my long holiday. But I now come from a country that rejected the family that's looked after me and mine for so long, and that feels uncomfortable. So what to do? The irony is that after both Brexit and the more recent Trump victory, UK and US citizens looking for a more liberal way of life, for the European experience, will continue to come, tongue and all, to cities like Berlin. In fact, the German capital has already pitched itself as an alternative to London for the start-up set, amongst which English is the common language. As for me, I think it's time to end this holiday and finally apply for German citizenship.
This report was brought to you by DW.